Welcome to E-Commerce Explained, the podcast that'll help you to start, launch, and grow your own successful online store. My name is Warwick Hearns, and I'm South Africa's e-commerce expert. Back in 2010, I founded the award-winning online store Action Gear, and I grew that business from zero to doing over 20 million rand in annual revenue back in 2017, when I sold the business so that I could dedicate myself to helping South African online entrepreneurs just like you to avoid the pitfalls which I had to overcome so that you can achieve more success online faster. I'm really excited that you're listening to this, and I look forward to having you on this journey with me, where I'm going to show you how to get your online store started, grow your sales with the best digital marketing methods, and scale your business to bring about more and more success. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast and leave us a review with your thoughts. Let's get into this. Welcome to another episode, everyone. Welcome back to a conversation with one of our fantastic community members, Annelies Moodley, who is much like everybody else in our community on this path of creating and building an e-commerce store, starting from an idea and building it out through the creative process and seeing where it goes and just building it out as a project which helps to create a way to express your hobby, but also a way to create an extra income and to hopefully be able to create the lifestyle that you want at some stage. So I'm really excited to get into this conversation with Annelies, where we're going to be talking about her journey and just unpacking like where she began, the challenges along the way, and where she is right now. So I've got Annelies on the line with me now, and really excited to just have this conversation with you and talk more about yourself, your shop, and your journey. So Annelies, thanks for joining us. Why don't you kick things off by just talking a little bit more about your background and your shop?
Thank you so much for having me, Anya. It is it's quite interesting, to do a podcast. It's the first for me. But I'm actually mostly into IT security, project management, as my day job. And then we started, so my sister and I actually started the online shop in 2016. And it was just an idea, to have an online shop where we just sell locally made products, stuff purely from South Africa. And it was a slow start. We created the website, we got the business registered. I have to think back a bit, but we got everything set up, and then we waited. We waited like quite a while to, get the first sale in. You basically had to go to your friend and say, look, this is my new online shop. Is there maybe something that you would want to buy? And I think we actually waited either 6 months or a year for the first sale to come in. And at that time it was, you're getting about maybe 1 to 4 people coming to your website on a day. We didn't do paid advertising. We didn't do Google Ads. You had your Facebook page. And I think at that time we started with Instagram. So you had like a minimum amount of followers and people engaging with your posts, which was quite difficult because, you're trying to reach as many people as possible, just to get somebody to come and buy. But you don't know your target market. You don't know who is seeing your posts. You don't know what you should be posting about. You don't even know, the type of people that will be coming to your shop. And we started doing Facebook ads in about, I think, 2017, 2018. So we would literally take 100 rand and, boost a post, for instance, and we'll just make the audience as broad as possible to reach the millions of Facebook users. And then we would sit and wait. And we would just keep on posting. So you'd basically just post images to social media where you're selling to people. And that is how we started. So it was quite an interesting journey. We started making some sales in 2017-ish. So we started taking off. It was very slow. So you'd maybe get a sale every 2 to 3 months. And then in 2018, things started picking up quite well. So, you know, we would start seeing a stable amount of sales coming in into the month. But at that point, you know, we would rather. So I think my sister left. Yes, like I think. Yeah, I took over in about 2018 or so. So she went to go pursue other adventures. And then like I took over. So, you know, we started picking up speed and we started getting sales in, you know, and then it was, you know, trying to work with influencers and, you know, getting people to post about your product and your business. So we did a lot of giveaways. We did, we gave away a lot of products and, you know, not much would happen. We basically just built up our followers. So we had a few thousand followers on Instagram and a few thousand on Facebook. You know, still doing the odd Facebook page, ad. I think I tried Google Ads once. You know, so it was just a big learning journey. You know, we built the website ourselves in 2018. Yeah, I think it was 2018. I actually shut down everything. I scrapped the whole website to restart it, to do a rebrand, which I wouldn't say it was a mistake because I did learn a lot, but yeah, it was a big change. So after I, you know, launched the website again, and that was in 2019. Yeah. So I think late 2018 or somewhere 2019, I put everything off, you know, because at that time I just felt like, you know, things are not going anywhere. Nothing is happening. You know, you're getting some sales in. And at that time, it was actually the sales were doing quite good compared to 2020. So, you know, if I look back at that, where I had to switch off everything, I was like, what did you think? You know, why would you do that? Because, you know, Google actually picked up our website quite nicely. So we were getting organic traffic from Google. You know, you get hundreds of people coming to your website every day. You're getting sales in. You know, it's going well. But I mean, on the back end, you're giving away free stuff. Your courier is not worked out properly. So, you know, you have heavy items that you're shipping across the country and you're paying 500 rand for one delivery where the client is paying, you know, 50 bucks or 60 rand. So it was just a lot happening all at once. You know, you have to do the marketing, you have to do the website updates, you have to load new products, get new suppliers in, you know, you still have to market the website, and it's just been crazy. And then you get times where it is so slow, you're like, okay, you know what, I don't think this is for me, I'm gonna switch it off and, you know, focus on something else, for instance.
It's really interesting to see how you're unpacking that journey and looking at the growth throughout, and just it seems like it was one challenge after the next. And I think sometimes when people start out, like when you started this journey in 2016, you kind of think that you might have a few challenges and you'll figure it out on the fly. And then eventually things will settle down and there won't be more challenges. And it seems like that, just like other entrepreneurs, it's like, you know, each time that you figure one thing out and then you start getting sales, now there's a courier cost that you didn't expect. Now you've got to figure that out. And I think something that a lot of people starting out don't expect is challenges after challenges. And you know, it is actually the nature of entrepreneurship. It's the nature of learning anything new. And it's something that we kind of need to expect from the beginning, that it's not always going to be smooth sailing. But your perseverance and your dedication is really impressive, from starting in 2016, waiting 6 to 8 months to get that first sale, and then pushing through the following year where you were getting a sale every 2 to 3 months. I find that really remarkable. And like, I want to high five you over the through the podcast here to say, you know, well done for sticking it out. But when you and your sister began started the website in 2016, you know, you would have had a vision. You've got this beautiful South African brand website supporting local artists and local suppliers. And the website name, Just Like Shop, it's just so South African. I love it. And so I can imagine this was like your passion, your hobby. You got excited about it. And then 6 months go by and you haven't had a sale. That must be quite tough. And like, could you speak to maybe what kept you going and stopped you from just walking away from this idea altogether?
So, you know, it's not just, you know, in 2016, 2017, where we waited for the sales. It is like literally every few weeks up until now, you know, where you're on a high, the sales are coming in, you're processing orders, you know, everything is, you know, booming. And then, you know, the next day it's quiet. You know, you've got nothing to do. You know that you have to do, you know, website speed performance tests, and, you know, you have to fix that. And you just like, so what do I do now? You know, it's up and down constantly. And then, you know, for few weeks at a time, you know, I'd be sitting, you know, is this the right thing? You know, must I continue? You know, and then over December last year, so after I switched everything off and I redid the website, September in 2019, I actually, nothing was going on until probably mid 2020.
I imagine turning off the websites. Yeah, it would have hurt your Google rankings.
Visitors, you know, we had a limited amount of products. So before I switched everything off, we had about 400 and odd products. And then when I relaunched, it was maybe, I don't know, 20, 30. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't geared towards the people that are following us and, you know, who would shop with us. So, you know, that is something that, you know, it's difficult to figure out personally for me. And then, you know, nothing happened, like literally no sales, months on end. And it's just, you know, you get to that low level and you're just like, I'm not even going to switch the laptop on. I'm not even going to check social media. I'm not going to do anything. And then, you know, one morning you get that email notification to say there's an order, and you're like literally jumping up, and then you rush to the storeroom, you go get the order, you pack it, and, you know, you send it off, and then you wait. And then weeks on end, you know, you go down and down and down. Until nothing happens, then you get that email again. And, you know, then you back up again and you're like, okay, now I'm going to post to social media every day and I'm going to, you know, send out my newsletters. So it's like, it's up and down, but you're not staying consistently, you know, throughout, you know, posting every few days or sending your newsletters. And it's quite difficult to get back once you're down. You know, you try and launch new products or new collaborations. Sometimes it doesn't take off. Sometimes, you know, you get 20 orders once you launch something, and sometimes you have to wait. I cannot tell you what I do to stay here. But I can definitely tell you that once you get those email notifications that come in that you're getting a new order, it's just like, you know, you're sipping an energy drink. And the more notifications come in, you know, the more hyped up you get. So it's definitely just brilliant to see how more people are shopping online, firstly. And secondly, how more people are supporting small local businesses. You know, since lockdown, you know, things have just taken off, you know, for South Africa, for small businesses. I remember before lockdown, you know, speaking to a few of my suppliers, you know, it's small businesses that are making handmade products, you know, and they have the same struggles like I did or like I do. And, you know, after lockdown, once everybody started buying online, you know, you can just hear how happy, you know, these people are with the orders coming in and, you know, with them being busy and doing so well. So, you know, yeah, it's just being able to help, you know, other small businesses just to take off or get orders in. You know, every time I have to send an email to one of my suppliers, I'm like, yes, another order, you know? And it's like, it just gears you up for the next one. So that is basically what keeps me going.
Absolutely. And it's so, it's such a great story also that this has been your side hustle. Like, you're doing this in your spare time. So no doubt if you had been focusing on this full time, it would be further ahead, but just to be committed to this process and never give up on the dream. Because I suppose, like, when you're starting out, the motivation comes from this idea that you have. Like, you've got this concept in your mind, you want to put it out to the market, you want to take, in your instance, like, these beautiful South African products from South African suppliers, put them on the Yes Like shop, and then introduce them to your customers, because you know if you put this product in front of customers, they're going to love it. And then, you know, then that excitement wanes, especially as the orders are slow. But as those orders come in, it is like a little shot of adrenaline, like a little shot of energy drink. And it's so great to feel that way and to get those email notifications. And I suppose a challenge that people also need to expect and to understand is how to keep themselves motivated between the orders or when things aren't going to plan. And I suppose that motivation fades, but really the commitment and the determination to succeed is what keeps you staying the course. And now, I mean, just like shop, this is 5 years in the making. And where do you see it coming? Like, where's a long-term play for you? Because this has been a side hustle for you, and it has allowed you to kind of experience e-commerce and to see the growth and to be part of the growth. And, you know, where you and I have connected is through the Insaka e-commerce community. And we just see so many people there thriving and growing. And where do you see your business taking you in the future?
So, you know, it's actually been, like, I'm guessing since 2019, you know, where I've had this vision, you know, of just supporting the small local businesses and actually saying to them, you know what, come on to Yes Like, let me help you. You know, it's not a thing of, oh, I need products to sell and I need money to come in. You know, it's not about me. It's about me saying, you know what, come, let me help you. You know, and we don't charge a massive commission, you know, and it's quite flexible. So, you know, if there's a small business that makes, it's like the Rare Bear Project, they get the ladies from the Kaya Sands community to crochet these little bears. And, you know, they sell it to be able to sustain their families and to do skills development. You know, so that is where I'm aiming for, to be able to help communities in South Africa, you know, and not just, you know, focus on sales coming in. New collaborations already running and ones that are coming up where, you know, we're donating to charities. So a portion of each sale that comes in, we donate to different kinds of charities. And it ranges from, you know, baby shelters to animal shelters, you know, to homeless shelters, you know, different things just to make South Africa a better place. My main goal in life is to change the world. So even if I can just do it, you know, on a small scale where I am and what I can do, you know, that would be amazing. So, you know, we want to make South Africa a better place, you know, just not just for small businesses, but for all the communities, for animals, for, you know, just looking after the earth with our Yes Line SOS teas. You know, we donate to the Litter Boom Project, and they actually stop plastic waste from entering the oceans. So, you know, it's quite a broad variety, but you know, I'm just all over the place and that's just me. So, you know, I just want to help people at the end of the day. And if I can do it through Yes Like, whether I'm sitting in Cape Town or Durban or, you know, Mount Sheba, for instance, you know, you can do it while you're sitting at home, looking after kids. That is where I want to go. So you want to change the world wherever you are with whatever you have.
I absolutely love that. And I think South Africa, we need more people like you just to have that vision, because a lot of people starting out, their vision is to make more money, to have a house, to buy have a particular lifestyle. And for you, the perfect outcome is to be able to have a business that helps to support and sustain smaller businesses. And I know when you said that you want to help people, I can see that without a doubt, because we see you, like our team, we see you in the community just freely offering advice all the time, just like helping people nonstop. And we appreciate that. But also, as you can use this business to help you to achieve your goal, just like everybody else, maybe their goal might be a new house or a lifestyle. But for you, your goal is to help other people. And so the real amazing thing is that the more successful Yes Like Shop becomes, the more you help people. And so that can also be a really strong determining, motivating factor to say that the more successful we are with the shop, the more people we help. And so it almost becomes more than a calling. It becomes like a, like you can't not do it. You have to.
Yeah. No, that's true.
And I love that that's like really the underlying passion behind your shop. And, you know, like my wife and I love your store. She was on it this weekend again. And we'll link it up your website link beneath in the show notes for this podcast. And I hope that everybody else goes and checks out your product ranges. And if they see something they like, maybe they'll buy something knowing that they're supporting you as a wonderful entrepreneur, but also the other suppliers and the people that you're helping. And that has a wonderful good feeling thing, and it's really all about being South African these days, and I love it. So well done on what you're creating.
No, thank you so much. I really enjoyed my first podcast with you.
Absolutely. And thanks so much for sharing your journey and just helping other entrepreneurs to know that it's not an overnight success, and that sometimes it can take a bit of time, and that these challenges do come up. But ultimately, if we just stay the course and keep hold of what it is that we want to create, and in this instance, it's a beautiful business that helps to support South Africans, that is the ultimate motivating factor that will keep you going from when that first sale doesn't come in, takes months and months, to getting regular sales, and then to building out this business into the business that helps to create your goals and your dreams. Thanks, Annelies. We appreciate you sharing your story with us here, and I'm sure everybody will continue seeing you and chatting with you inside of our communities.
No, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. Chat to you soon.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode. I'm excited to have you along on this journey with me, and I wish you all the best with implementing this information in your own online store. If you'd like to access my free range of e-commerce strategies, tools, and mini courses that have helped thousands of South African entrepreneurs just like you, then be sure to visit insaka.co.za/free. I'm looking forward to chatting to you in the next episode. Till then, take care.